1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH Newsletter Time 752. For Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. How are you doing today?
Thank you very much. Good morning, Tony. Doing very well. And thank you for just recovering from a long sessions. I mean, it took a while. Here we are and enjoying the summer.
All right.
And thank God I don't have, I was listening to your traffic report. Thank God I don't have to go to Hartford today on 95.
All right. Give us kind of your thought. We haven't spoken since the session ended. Give us your thoughts about the session and also some of the committee work that you did.
Very good. Well, a busy session, as you know, probably busier than others. I mean, and I think that my read of that is that the budget, unfortunately, this year was not a bipartisan budget, so that towards the end of the session took longer and more negotiations. The budget that we just passed is the single greatest investment in children in our state history, Tony. And that is great. That is amazing. I think that the big winner in this year is education. Education. And in education, I include early childhood education. And, the governor, as you know, he has a dream, and he would like to see, free K to 12 in the public school systems. And we will see if sooner rather than later we can implement that as a public policy in the state. And so a lot, unfortunately, has been said, and you remember that we talked about this a month ago, and I was looking at the glass three-quarter full instead of a quarter empty, and a lot had been said on the financial guardrails that were passed in 2017. But let's be clear on this. The budget that we just passed, there were two financial guardrails that were under discussion, the volatility cap and the spending cap. Let's go to the spending cap. The spending cap in the budget that we passed is 1.5 million below the cap in year one and 70 million below the cap in year two. So there is not a single break on the spending cap on the budget. And regarding the volatility cap, yes, under the 2017 rules, the governor has the authority, has the power to move the threshold of the volatility cap. To move the threshold means that within limits, of the amounts result in revenues from volatility, which means the investments that the state has, instead of paying debt, he can move the threshold and use it in the budget. And this is what he did. But besides moving the threshold, if it is within the authority of the governor and what was signed in 2017, my reading is that that is not breaking the financial guardrails. And even he moved the threshold, we managed to repay $2 billion in debt. So I think that the state is in a pretty good financial health. Certainly, we are very concerned of what might come out of the big, beautiful bill, as it is called. And sorry, the sarcasm on that in Washington. But what we can say today in the budget that we pass is the largest investment in children that the state ever made in the history of Connecticut.
All right, speaking
with Steve. And I'm very happy with that, very pleased with that.
Speaking of state representatives, Hector Arzino of Greenwich, let's talk about one of the controversial bills, the housing bill, passed,
yep,
but was vetoed by the governor. Your thoughts on the bill, and is there a support for an override of the veto?
Well, that bill, sometimes in bills, and like in many other aspects of life, reality is one thing and perception is another thing. And it's very important, especially in politics, that besides reality, the perception of a bill achieve what we would like. And unfortunately, with a fair share part of the bill, the perception for many people was not the one that we wanted to give in the House, and it's not the perception that the governor wanted to give. That's why he basically reluctantly vetoed the bill. So I voted no on that bill, as I did in 2024. And every time, and despite the fact that what unfortunately the Republican Town Committee in Greenwich published on their publications as it came last Monday, I always voted with the advice, always voted with the advice, and I worked together very close, because I am not an expert on everything, of the Planning and Zoning Committee in Greenwich, Westcock, that is great. Francis Pickering in Westcock knows, I mean, an amount of knowledge in housing, and he defends all the Fairfield County communities with the Westport housing community, with the Westport planning and zoning. We talk to them, and always, every time that I cast a vote was with the advice of them. That issues that we voted when we know that the majority and it's a late vote, that is in plain English, well, I wouldn't say the word, but it's a lie. It's a false statement. So I always voted, as I said, when I voted no in 2024, was with the advice of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And when I voted no when I voted yes in 2025, after we made a lot of changes with the advice of Westcock and Westport and Greenwich Planning Commissions, when we voted yes, is because they told us, yes, it's a good bill, you should vote yes. And when we voted no, I voted no in 2025, was also with the advice of our Planning and Zoning Commissions. Here there is not an issue of a late vote that we knew, they knew. No, I mean, I don't negotiate the votes with anyone. I never did it, and I will never do that.
All right.
And integrity is very important when those statements are made.
Okay.
And that bill needs work. That bill needs work, Tony. That bill is a bill that the governor wants, because housing is a priority, and I hope that the towns will get back together, come with good proposals, good plans for building affordable housing, and we can move forward. So we will be back on that bill, studying, and see what we can draw out of that.
All right, Representative Arzina, we've run out of time. Appreciate your time, and stay cool, okay?
Thank you very much, Tony. Have a great weekend, great summer, and talk to you maybe next month.
You got it. That is State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich joins me on the fourth Thursday of each month at this time.